الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Today we had to speak on something else, but in Allah's wisdom, what happened yesterday, the unfortunate event that took place, so let us see what our attitude must be and what lessons we must learn from there. It was this attempted armed robbery that had taken place, and in that it is either a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, or it is a test from Allah Ta'ala, or Allah wants to raise the position. Always remember this, when it is worth, take it for yourself, with regard to yourself, that it is a punishment. If this happened to somebody else, take it that it was a test, or that Allah wants to raise the position. For yourself, don't take it that I'm very pious, so Allah, I'm fit for a test, that's why Allah is testing us. Or that Allah wants to raise my position. And when it's for somebody else, we say it's a punishment. No, take it the other way. When it's for yourself, take it as a punishment from Allah, and that our some gunas, our wrongs, because of that, Allah wants to punish us. And in the punishment also, there are different aspects of it. One is as a punishment. One is a punishment like you are angry with somebody, you punish the person. One is your son, your child has done something wrong, your student, you love him, you punish him, but to cleanse him. Like the mu'mineen who are going to Jahannam for their sins, who did not make tawbah, whom Allah did not forgive, they were going to Jahannam not as a punishment, but as a cleanser. Just like a person, a crook gets hold of you, he stabs you, he shoots you. The other is you go to a hospital, and the doctor also cuts you up, but you sign for it also, and you pay him also to cut you up. That is for a cure. So like that, the people of the mu'mineen who will have to go to Jahannam will be for a cleansing process. It won't be as a punishment. And like you go to a hospital, or they give you a bitter medicine, or they cut you up, they operate on you, then the pain of it is there, though they kill the pain with painkillers, etc., and you don't feel the pain, but the pain is there. And afterwards, when the effect of the painkiller wears away, you do feel some discomfort, you do feel some pain, but that also you tolerate happily, that it will be for my health, that I went in, I took the operation for my health. So it could be that also. So it could be a punishment as a punishment. You did something wrong, so you have to be punished. It could be a punishment, but as a cleanser. And it could be also a warning from Allah Ta'ala. And usually, like this, Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us, we got off very lightly, so we should take it also as warning shots from Allah, that be careful. So the safest is that a person must take for himself that I'm doing something wrong, and that this is from Allah Ta'ala. Also, we must understand that all conditions are only from Allah Ta'ala. Out of adab and respect, we don't say that bad conditions are from Allah. But the fact is that everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Like in the ayat of the Quran Sharif also, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ, that goodness is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, بِيَدِهِ الشَّرْ also, but the Quran didn't say بِيَدِهِ الشَّرْ. How did Quran Sharif put that in? Wrapped it up, covered it up, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, that Allah has got qudrat over everything. So all the shirr also comes in there. In the praises of Allah, and this is also one thing we must learn. Many of you will become like MCs at jalsas at different places. And the person who you are introducing, sometimes we think we are praising him, but we are actually insulting him. Well, because of the shortness of our understanding, we think we are praising him, but actually we are insulting him. So we should know, even Allah Ta'ala, how to introduce Allah Ta'ala. For example, we say Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the creator of human and jinn. But we don't say, and we shouldn't say, but it's a fact. But we don't say it out of adab, that Allah is the creator of pigs. Allah is the creator of swine, of snakes, etc. Allah is the creator of everything. And from here also understand one great point, which is one of the major differences between Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Salafis, that Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah have adab in them, respect in them. Salafis, unfortunately, are void of respect. They don't know what is respect. They don't show respect. And this is a very important thing. So always keep that respect also. So all halal, all conditions that come in the world, good and bad. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. That we all, everything is from Allah ta'ala. Khair, we all like it, we accept it wholeheartedly. But shar, whatever shar comes, it's also from Allah. And there is also a great moral and a lesson from in there. It could be all these different things that I had explained, that it is from Allah, and it could be one of these various things. The safest for a person is always stating that it is because of my son. And Allah loves, even when you do a good deed, the greatest good deed in deen is namaz, salah. And the greatest teacher that could teach was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest student that could learn was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him namaz, salah. And now what a namaz Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have taught. What level of namaz? What level of learning of Sayyidina Abu Bakr of that namaz? Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But at the end of the namaz, what is the masnoon dua? Some of us read Allahumma firli wali walidayya also, but the masnoon dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've done a very great wrong to myself. You made namaz, what wrong did you do? You obeyed the command of Allah, you fulfilled the command of Allah, what wrong is in there? But the dua is, I made a great wrong, because we can never fulfill namaz as it's supposed to be. We cannot make Allah's ibadah according to what? Ma arifnaka haqqa ma'arifatik, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. We cannot fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that is one aspect which is a fact and a reality. And a person who understands that, then from his heart, not from his tongue, he will read this dua. And Allah loves in any case, any ibadat at the end of which there is tawbah istighfar. There is nadamat. There is you feel sorry. I didn't do it as it was. Just like you have visitors. Visitors stayed at your house for a few hours, a few days. And when they are leaving, what will you say? Maaf, I couldn't fulfill your rights. Even you went out of your way to do everything for them. Just I'll digress a little bit here. That night I couldn't, had a little problem, so I couldn't speak to the students who made khidmat in the Mu'tamar, in the Islahi Jalsa. Especially the Mu'tamar, all the delegates who had come, great, great ulama, they were so impressed with the students' khidmat. And in those, there were certain students who shone out amongst the others in the khidmat they made. And there were those ulama, those delegates were such also very independent. They didn't want to take, but the more they were independent, they said, the more the students made our khidmat. Whole night they stayed by us, and they saw to any need of ours. And they were so impressed with it, and they gave so much duas for that. So may Allah reward the students for all the khidmat which they had done. And they have painted, the students have painted a beautiful picture for the Darul Uloom in the world amongst these top ulama who had come. Also another aspect, in case I might forget, the convention, the Mu'tamar that took place, the Islahi Jalsa also, the amount of people who are praising, the letters we are getting, emails, the amount of people are appreciating, the staff of the madrasa, the students of the madrasa itself, the coolness and the calmness they feel here, the happiness they felt here, all that. So this is also a system of Allah. When there is a possibility, or it's going to your head, and you are becoming big-headed, Allah brings another situation to level you again, to cut you down to size. And so that is also a possibility, that Allah wants to cut us down to size, that with the amount of appreciation the people are showing for the Islahi Jalsa also, and for the Mu'tamar also, in the Islahi Jalsa, particularly the talk that was given by Maulana Harun Abbas Umar and by Maulana Musa Kaji about bid nazri and about anger, pride, etc., the people have shown great, great appreciation for that. So maybe it can go to your head, you become big-headed. So Allah Ta'ala brings another situation to cut you down to size again. So that could also be a possibility. So I was speaking, the students, the khidmat that they had made. So that was, and how it was appreciated by all the people, the khidmat the students made. And they won a good name for themselves, duas they got, and alhamdulillah throughout the world, they have made the madrasa, they have made the Mortimer, the host of the Mortimer, shine out. So what was I speaking about from where I went on this point? Not registering with anyone. G?
Serving a guest. When you serve a guest.
Yeah, or serve the guest.
Incident yesterday.
G?
The incident yesterday. The incident that took place.
What incident that yesterday took place? Yeah. MashaAllah. Sometimes if a Hafiz is making Taraweeh and he comes to Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas and he gets stuck, and you give him Luqma from Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fihi, I must read the whole Quran again. So we started with the incident that took place. Now we have to start from there again to get from where we slipped down. So any case, so Allah Ta'ala, either He's purifying us and we should take it that it is some wrong from our side. And that is very, very important in every aspect of our lives. When we have a mishap, and this is dunya, ups and downs of dunya take place all the time with every person. This is not Jannat, and neither was any Nabi spared from this. Whether it was Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any other Nabi, they also in this dunya, what we call ups and downs, everyone faced it also. And Allah says clearly, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يَتْرُكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Death, trials will come from Allah. And it is important that we pass in these tests and trials. Take a lesson. So, I think we were there, that Allah loves that action, that at the end of which there is tawbah, there is istighfar, there is nadama. That is what Allah Ta'ala loves. So, in any case, this unfortunate event, madrasa is now about 34 years running, and alhamdulillah we never had an incident like this. And there were cases, many cases, where during holidays there was absolutely nobody in the madrasa, and I should work till late hours all on my own, and nothing Allah's fazal happened. Now something in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, something we have done wrong and we had to face this. So in any case, take it in this way, that we have to check ourselves. That is the safest. And if and make tawbah, istighfar to Allah Ta'ala, and check also, not only tawbah, istighfar, but wherever we are going wrong, there must be something, we check, what is that where we are going wrong. This morning, after Fajr in Jami Masjid, Dr. Gina, good friend of ours, always shares good things with us, he told me this was an incident not of the Darulum, of the Muslim community. And then he explained, Maulana Saad in the Markaz in Nizamuddin explained that if one person by force takes the land of another person, so who is the wrongdoer? One person by force, one brother takes his brother's land, one person takes another, who's the wrongdoer? The one who took the land. But Maulana Saad explained, actually the real wrongdoer and the asal, the original wrongdoer, is the one whose land has been taken. Wow, how is this? That everything happens from Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When a person has done wrong, Allah puts over them another bigger wrongdoer over the lesser wrongdoers. So that person did something wrong, that's why his land was taken. Allah is using this person to take his land. He's also a wrongdoer. But the actual wrongdoer was he first. He did something wrong. So Allah punished him and Allah used this person. From here also understand that no country is the enemy of the Muslims, is our enemy. No nation is our enemy. Our greatest enemy are our sins. Allah Ta'ala, because of our sins, He uses some nation, He uses some country. We swear those people, they are our enemies, we curse them, they are bad. But Allah is using them. Allah doesn't come Himself personally. Comes with a whip and comes and whip us, you did this wrong. Allah uses some other nation. Allah uses a snake to attack you. Allah causes an accident to happen. Allah causes a heart attack. It's actually something which you have done wrong, or for other people, think it that Allah wants to raise their position. And Allah is testing it. But for yourself, take it, it is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. That we have, so Allah uses other people for our wrong. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran Sharif, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What has Allah got to punish you? Giving this one heart attack, that one motor car accident, that one's daughter running away with somebody, this one in drug problems, that one in that. All this is because of some guna of yours. The famous incident, which Maulana Harun Abbas Umar also mentioned, about Sheikh Abu Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali, that he fell in love with that girl and he wanted to marry her. The cause of it was, he looked down upon those Christians. That came out in this. So even when we get involved in some other guna, missing of namaz, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told us himself that once a student who wasn't getting up for Fajr was connected with Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so Mufti Sahib reprimanded him. Mufti Sahib said, perhaps I used too strong words, I was too harsh, the result of which the next day I missed my tahajjud, I missed my Fajr, I missed my Fajr Jamaat, everything. So he said, I made lot of tawbah and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala, the next day, I missed my tahajjud, I missed my fajr with jamaat, but I managed to get my fajr namaz on time. I made more tawbah and istighfar. Then the next day, I got my fajr with jamaat also. I made more tawbah istighfar, I got my tahajjud back also. So because of some other sin, our mind doesn't go to that. We think of the sin that became apparent, the outward sin. But there is another thing that triggered it from behind. And like that in your health also, a good doctor doesn't see you getting migraine and he treats you for migraine. He tries and find out what is triggering the migraine, what is causing them, and that is the work of the Hakims. They find the root cause of it and they treat the root cause. So their treatment takes much more longer, but that is a solid treatment. They remove the disease from the root. And the other doctors, Western doctors, they treat the disease only. That's all. They don't treat the cause of the disease. So that is important. Like you're getting sores on your body. Yeah, sore. Now you treat it another day, another sore, yeah, another day somewhere else. So you're just treating the sore. If you have wisdom, you'll realize there's something wrong in my blood. So I must treat my blood, clean my blood. Then the sores also won't come. That will take longer. Yeah, immediately you'll get relief. But that will take longer, but total relief. So also we must see what is the thing that triggers something else. So everything what happens, there is a cause for it. So may Allah Ta'ala let us take good lessons, not only from this incident, for our life. Wise is that person that anything happens, even while you're joking amongst yourselves, but you take a lesson from it for life, a good lesson. Wise is that person. And unfortunate is that person that is told openly, but he still doesn't take a lesson. Clearly it is told to him and he doesn't still take a lesson. So that is one important thing. The other thing is, we shouldn't have any fear. A mu'min is a positive person. Everything is from Allah, we shouldn't have fear. As far as mort is concerned, the Quran Sharif says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you are strong, strong forts you are here hiding and you are covering yourself, mort will find you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Mort will find you there. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I went so many times in the battlefield to go and look for mort, to go and give my life in the path of Allah. But mort is finding me here on the bay today. So mort is fixed from Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't be afraid of that. Don't have any fear. Don't be like a person always looking behind your shoulder. What's happening? Who's following me? Who's coming now? No, don't. You take our precautions. According to Sharia, we are commanded to take our precaution. Also, while we are on this point, remember also, very, very important, especially we are all Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. whether we are Hanafis, whether we are Shafi'is, or whoever we are. But in all matters, look for the fiqhi, the shari'i, the fiqhi masala in everything. Today it has already come deep in us, we are not conscious. We take from the hadith. Whatever we see, many things which are in the hadith, we practice upon it. But we must take from fiqh. What is fiqh? Tafaqquh. What does it mean? Tafaqquh? Fiqh? What does it mean?
Understand.
See?
Understand.
To understand. So that, who understood? Who are the fuqaha? Those great people. Their understanding of the hadith. Our understanding of the hadith, can it match the understanding of Imam Abu Hanifa? Can it match the understanding of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi? It can never match. So in all matters today, it's our habit, everything we take out from the hadith. They took it out already. We must look at fiqh. That what does fiqh say? That was the tafaqquh. That was the understanding of the Imam. And we can never reach. And after Imam Abu Hanifa, what great, great men have come. We cannot match any of these people. So when we take from hadith directly, our understanding. That is why we are using that hadith as a proof for this, as a proof for that. We must look in everything and acquaint ourselves more with fiqh. And see what do the fuqaha say on this. And they are not saying anything from their own side, they don't take out from their pocket. They take out from Quran and hadith. What the difference, their taqwa, their tafaqquh, their zuhud, their sohbah, from whom they have learned, we can never ever come anywhere near that. So we should take from there. One simple example, in the Mu'tamar, my son Qari Abdullah, he performed a few namazes, so he said, like many of us also say, safufakum, etc., all those words, so that one, mashallah, that a mufti of Iraq, he told him, this is not according to Ahnaf. We take it from the hadith, it has come in the hadith, we hear the Imam in the Haram Sharif, they say, so we take it as that. But he says, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, Ahnaf, that when the, don't do this, but what is the masala? After the mukabbir have said, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, the Imam can start his namaz already, according to Ahnaf. When we were studying, Mufti Abdullah Mia, mashallah, he has got deep knowledge and deep understanding. I remember many times he should start namaz after Hayya, after قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, when we were studying in Mia's farm. We also should feel awkward that let the muazzin, let the mukabbir finish his iqama and then you start. But according to Ahnaf, it's there. And there should be no delay then. After the takbir is over, there should be no delay. Even there shouldn't be the delay of saying, صَفُّ صُفُوفَكُمْ أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, according to Ahnaf. So we must follow what fiqh says. Don't follow what is hadith. Now that leads us to another thing again. I'll just try and make it very short. Or you will have lunch or supper now. Okay, some other time remind me that why must we not follow hadith directly and we must follow hadith through fiqh. That is a very important thing. And many students also are guilty of this. The example I will base it on is reading our du'as after Farz namaz. Ayatul Kursi, Tasbihate Fatmi, etc. Inshallah, remind me sometime, I will give you that explanation, which is very important for us to know. So, keep this in mind, that this is a test from Allah Ta'ala, that it was, we must take it as a punishment from Allah, make tawbah, istighfar for anything wrong, and especially those who are directly involved in it. The students, I myself, we knew nothing, we were one side. Only later we came to know about it. But those who face everything, what trauma they go through, for them moreover, they should consider all these points and correct ourselves. And also remember, perhaps we haven't done anything wrong also, but your intention was beginning to change. On that also Allah brings a condition. The intention of a person, that famous story, that king who went to that orchard, and he asked the person who was in charge to give him some juice from the pomegranates there. From one pomegranate, whole glass of wonderful juice came out. So the king thought, this I must bring in for me, I must I must overtake this. I must make kabza. I must take over this farm. What beautiful juice. He asked for another glass, 3-4 pomegranates, and he didn't fill the glass. So he asked the person, give it from the same tree. He said, these are all from the same tree. He said, how come that one pomegranate filled the glass? And this one didn't fill, 3-4 don't fill the glass. So that person, ordinary villager, a gardener who is in the garden, not some faqih, not some muhaddith, he said, it looks like our king's niyat, intention has changed. And his intention had changed within him. Already the effect comes out already. So that could be our intentions also, so we must be very careful. So Allah Ta'ala save us from all this. And also many times when we become big-headed, and pride comes into us, or the fear of pride coming. And this all also depends on your relationship with Allah. If Allah likes you, then He treats you like this. If He doesn't like you, He doesn't. Like your son does something wrong, you reprimand him. Neighbor's son, let them carry on, you don't worry. Somebody on the street, you don't worry. But your own, you worry about them. So if we have that relationship with Allah, Allah brings such condition. And if you don't have that relationship, Allah doesn't worry also about you. So we safety, safe that we must take it. We are something wrong we have done, or we are going to be doing something wrong, or we are becoming big-headed and we think we are somebody, or even Allahu Akbar. I have to stop now. Maulana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah alayhi, in his time, when Pakistan was just formed, two great orators, one brother, a great orator, and he was going to, what a huge crowd he was going to give bayan, and his brother, he was praising him so much, that my brother is like this, he gives bayan like this, his bayans are like this, what effect they have got. Then his brother became like paralyzed. He praised him, and the brother became like paralyzed. So this is also when somebody, all the praises come, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it that something like this also happens. So may Allah protect us, forgive us all our shortcomings. Let us make sincere tawbah. Let us do soul searching, introspect. Check ourselves, what is happening in ourselves, our hearts, our intentions, any pride, anything that is coming. And ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And always ask Allah for protection, inshallah. I think the students have been informed, but in the morning after Yasin Sharif, whoever makes dua, always make dua. Many people phone and they say somebody is sick. So we tell them, the students make reread Yasin Sharif and make dua, and those duas are very accepted. So make dua for all who are sick, all who have problems, and somebody has passed away. Allah forgives them, gives them the highest stages. Always include this dua, short little sentences. And also Allah give protection to all our dini institutions, to all the Muslims. Also remember, don't only make dua for yourself. Your dua has got greater acceptance when you make dua for other people. Then the dua has got greater acceptance. So for all our Darul Ulooms, all our dini institutions, together with all our Muslim business people, our homes, everywhere in the world, Allah protect us all, inshallah.